Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is heading to China for a long-delayed visit with the foreign minister and leader Xi Jinping.
This is a visit that was supposed to happen 4 months ago and was called off by the Secretary of State when that Chinese balloon was shot down. The relationship was already having a particularly bumpy year then, so the expectation or the hope is that both sides can show that they can manage this relationship responsibly.
NBC correspondent Janice Mackey Fryer in Beijing. Blinken will be the most senior U.S. official to visit China since Joe Biden became president. Biden heads to Hartford, Connecticut today to attend the first National Safer Communities Summit. It's a gun safety event where Biden will be joined by experts, politicians, and families that have suffered gun violence. As expected, all the lawyers involved in the case involving former President Trump's handling of classified documents must get security clearances before seeing some of those documents. Judge Eileen Cannon gave the two sides until Tuesday to tell her how they'll comply. The small town of Perryton, Texas, is the scene of a rescue and recovery effort after a tornado blew through yesterday. At least three people are dead, dozens hurt. Another person was killed by a twister touching down in Escambia County, Florida. The big-time heat wave will continue in Texas with feels-like temperatures approaching 115 degrees in Dallas and Houston today. Federal authorities say yesterday's hacking attacks on government and corporate computers were short, superficial, and quickly caught. Among the victims, the Energy Department, a couple of state DMVs, Nova Scotia's provincial government, and the British drugstore chain Boots. Looks like many of the nation's biggest retail chains expect a slower-than-usual holiday season. A CNBC survey shows those chains are buying less inventory to sell during the holidays. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A new survey about the four-day work week and how many of us have one may surprise you.
The job seekers website, resumebuilder.com, polled nearly 1,000 employers and found that 20% already have a four-day work week. Another 41% said they plan to implement it at least on a trial basis. If the four-day work week ever becomes standard, it would be the biggest change in the nation's work schedule since 1926 when automaker Henry Ford adopted the five-day work week. I'm Michael Kastner.
Downtown Chicago is getting a Vegas-style casino, starting with a starter model.
The Illinois Gaming Board approved a proposal that allows Bally's to continue preparing the old Medina Temple for gaming. But Alderman Brian Hopkins says there are some unresolved issues.
They still haven't addressed the concerns for the community, which primarily revolve around crime, traffic, congestion, parking.
The temporary casino could open this summer. It would operate until a permanent one is built at the site of the former Chicago Tribune printing plant in the River West neighborhood. I'm Perry Williams.
It may not be as popular as the loss-leading $1.50 hot dog and soda deal, but Costco is adding a new category of fresh food, sushi. The chain store near its corporate headquarters in suburban Seattle will be the first to offer made-in-store sushi. The plan is to roll out the rolls and other items to other cities. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got Scott Shepard joining us now. He is the program coordinator for the National Center's Free Enterprise Project, conservative movement's only full-service shareholder activism and education program. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to this opportunity to talk about shareholder activism and education. That is key, especially in light of what's happening, in our world, in our economic world. But before we do, I did want to get your comments on this latest indictment of the 45th President of the United States.
I mean, what do you say? It's appalling. It's disgusting. And these things are, they're timed for days that terrible information really is revealed about the Biden crime family. This is banana republic level stuff. He is the front runner for the presidency right now. He's beating Joe Biden in the head-to-heads. The idea that we're going to allow this, we conservatives, Republicans are going to allow this and then not behave in similar ways in the future. Well, I don't think we're going to descend to banana republic standards like the Democrats, but we're absolutely going to clean house. Yeah. I mean, the part of the reason they're acting so astonishingly is because once there is a conservative administration that has not only the interest in draining the swamp, but the ability to drain the swamp, dozens and dozens and dozens of these people are going to jail, not on trumped up charges, but because they've broken the law, they spied on Americans, they've lied about Americans, they've lied about they haven't produced documents, they've fiddled prosecutions all the way up and down the line. And so, well, and that's aside from the Biden crime family.
Yeah, right.
And so quite a lot of them are going to end up going to jail because they've broken the law again and again and again. And so we're going to see them get more ferocious, more underhanded, more appalling, because they know that their futures are on the line by a simple change in government. And so they have a vested interest in destroying the American Republic at this point. And I'm afraid that's what we're seeing.
Well, but for Donald Trump, we wouldn't know about the deep state. I mean, he brought it to the forefront, right? And the deep state then came out of the closet, and they've been full stop crazy in pursuing Trump and trying to kneecap him one way or another. And certainly, I mean, they failed miserably when they couldn't stop him in 2016. Barack Obama made it real clear. There was no way that Donald Trump was going to get elected president. And when he did, it really threw their institution, their infrastructure into a full tizzy. And they were nonstop in doing everything they could to invalidate this president. But in spite of that, look what he was able to accomplish, Scott.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I think that, well, you heard Jim Comey in a recent interview say essentially, well, you know, if he got back into power, he'd this time weaponize the deep state the same way we weaponized it against him. Well, I mean, it's time to pay the piper, Jim.
Yeah, exactly.
Jim Comey and Chris Wray and that whole crowd, all of them have behaved in demonstrably criminal ways and ought to be in jail. And what they're terrified of is that worm will turn and that future is coming for them, as it should.
It's hysterical, right? Here he's worried about retaliation, and the very thing that he's suspecting that a Donald Trump administration would do is the very thing that he and Joe Biden have been doing along with Barack Obama, you know, for the last, what, 10, 12 years.
Well, you know, that's the Pravda rule of the left. Just like in the old Soviet days, the Soviet citizens could find out what stupid stuff their governments were up to by what they accused the West of doing. You could always tell what the Democrats are up to by what they accuse conservatives of doing, and they make up evidence, they make up dossiers, everything in the world. You can tell the evil they're up to by what they accuse us of doing.
Yeah, they self-indict, Scott. I keep telling people, all you have to do is listen to what they say. Because they tell you, to your exact point, that's what is done. Sadly, here we are not recognizing the America we live in today in 2023, Scott. You go, my goodness, this is pretty scary. What's gone on? And it was bad enough what we saw on January 6th. We've got patriots that are still locked up, some in solitary confinement for over a year, some cases over 2 years, with lack of due process. This is happening in today's America. It's no wonder that this country is losing its moral standing, amongst our allies and even our enemies.
Oh, no, absolutely. The claim was that under Trump, we were the laughingstock of the world. No, now we're the laughingstock of the world. We are a banana. But remember, at the beginning of the 20th century, Argentina was a flourishing, free country. And it looked to be the South American version of the United States and looked to reach our levels of accomplishment within a few decades. And instead, they went down the banana republic path, and they never, ever, ever got back into real freedom or competitiveness or world success. That's where it can happen here. That's where we're headed. And it's
and
the left that's taken us there. Yep.
Exactly. And people from Argentina who come here and they see what's happening in this country, it shudders them. They go, oh, my God, you know, I've spoken with people here again recently. And they say, Bill, this is the way it started for us. This is deja vu all over again. This is quite scary. And you can see from the look in their face and as they express this is a real life testimony. And I believe an admonition that we, the people, ought to take seriously.
Oh, I certainly think that's right. But think about, you know, in Glendale in California, you've got Christian Armenians and Muslims who've been in Armenia and Azerbaijan fighting for millennia, but are joined together to fight the Glendale School District in California because the Glendale School District wants to indoctrinate their little kids and groom their little kids and turn their kids into mentally ill gender pretenders. Oh, I'm going to keep that line.
I like that.
and so everybody across the centuries across the world knows that the weird fetishes of upper middle class winance are not the way to go. The weird fetishes of this administration are not the way to go, and certainly the banana republic route isn't the way to go. So I think that there's going to be, I mean, hopefully the election will be free enough that we can get above the level of cheating. But I think that we're seeing changes in public discourse and changes in public opinion that are sufficient that we can rest assured that if we can beat them back, the American republic still can survive and the people want to be free.
Scott, this is the thing about the truth. Though some would want to deny it and even still say, well, it's relative, but the truth has a way. It is so stubborn. It has a way of coming out. And this is what's happening. It's taken a bit of time, but I'm hopeful, frankly, because I believe in the American people en masse. I believe that overall we're good people. We want good for everybody. And I believe that good will win out over evil in the long run. And so I am still bullish for Americans' future.
Yeah, I absolutely am. This is the greatest country in the world. If we lay supine and and let these imbeciles destroy the United States of America. Obviously, it won't be anymore, but we'll deserve enough of the blame for, as I say, laying supine. But that's not what we're doing. Where yes. people are finally, this is an exciting summer. People are finally stepping up and stepping to these monsters and saying they've had enough. And so, so I've got a lot of confidence and faith as well.
Let's make two of us. Got to go to break. We've got more from Scott after this. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Welcome back. back 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Our conversation with Scott Shepard continues. He is the program coordinator for the National Center's Free Enterprise Project. Scott, I wanted to talk about what you recently wrote about, people are, again, looking and seeing these corporate entities, iconic brand names, Target, Disney, going woke, Bush, and just throwing their profits out the window. And, you know, and I kept saying for a long time, I said, when do the stockholders have a say in the idiocy that's happening? Because, you know, you invest in a company, there is a there is a contract when you invest in a company like this. And it seems that this contract is being breached and the trust that was once given to them by investors is eroding.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, well, I've got good news for your listeners about this. I'm happy to report to you that the Free Enterprise Project that I direct at the National Center, we've initiated legal proceedings against Target. In order to file a shareholder suit against executives for misrunning a company, violating, breaching their fiduciary duty, you have to start with a demand letter. Demanding the information, demanding the records that would establish whether you've got a reasonable cause of action or not, and to give the company a chance to get right with the world. Well, as your listeners almost certainly know, Target went all out for Pride Month to spin together this astonishing melange of absolute transgender extremism, children grooming, and Satanism, and then gave over the front of their stores, the front of their children's section, to this celebration of that unbelievable, only in 2023 could you put that trio together, and then to double down, but customers have walked away. Shareholders have recognized. Target's been in terrible trouble for years. 2 years ago, it's lost 50% of its value before this kicked off, this current controversy kicked off, 50% of its value. Now it's lost 20% more. And the 20% more has come in the last 29 days since it went all in on trans extremism, since it made that the centerpiece of its stores. It's lost another, the number keeps changing, but I think it's approaching $20 billion. The CEO came out and said, well, what we did was right for society, and it's great for our brand. Well, CEOs may not spend shareholder assets on what the CEO's personal policy preferences say are great for society. They're not allowed to do that. That's self-dealing. They're running the companies according to their personal policy preferences rather than according to the objective best interests of value for shareholders, and so they can be held liable in their pockets. So the CEO and his directors may have to pay the company back for the $20 billion they've lost, directors and executives. I don't think that they are the shareholders. I don't think they have $20 billion, but we've begun the process of finding out and holding them liable.
How do you make up $20 billion in loss like this? I mean, the thing that I can't help but think, you know, again, you follow the money. You know, we know that it has been the likes of, you know, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard that have supported this, along with the World Economic Forum, you know, this kind of lunacy. And you think, okay, are they co-opting, you know, with these companies to, you know, to move in this direction? We know that, in a sense, they have established their own version of a social credit rating. They have one, you know, with on a corporate social credit rating, you know, that we refer to as we refer to it as DIE, die, but they say DEI because that's what happens. You go DEI, you end up DIE, dead. And of course the other is ESG. So they're being measured by these investment groups and saying how many boxes are you checking here? If you check these boxes, we're going to, you know, support, we're going to invest. But now even investors that go along and have been represented by, you know, the holy trinity of the woke crowd are saying, hey, get my money out of here. I don't want to be associated with this.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And you're right. Target is a notoriously left-wing company board of directors, whole shebang. But
that's what,
and a
that's
lot
what
of other companies,
50,
we talk
that's what cost them the 50% to begin with, right?
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. But you know, and a lot of these other companies that we talk to as activists, we find out that the companies are being pushed into this left wing woke share killing nonsense by, as you say, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. And Larry Fink is the CEO of BlackRock. He has said with pride that he forces behaviors on companies that BlackRock invests in. He doesn't just use the ESG labeled investments. He uses all the investments, which I think violates his fiduciary duties to investors and is a breach there. He uses all of those assets to push, and he's made this very clear in previous years, equity, which means discrimination against the, scare quotes, non-diverse in illegal and unconstitutional ways, decarbonization of companies on political schedules that are going to leave them vulnerable to the fact that the technology isn't there, and that supposedly green energy isn't green, but also isn't reliable, and taking these hard left positions on vital cultural issues like whether our kids are going to be groomed or not. So, at a lot of these companies, we're looking at the information at Target. We're starting there, but we're going to make these demands at other companies. And part of what we're going to be looking to see is how much were these terrible decisions forced on these companies by BlackRock, and then, I mean, we'll have real victory when we break BlackRock.
Well, I'm looking forward to that report, Scott, because our instincts say that would be the case. You've got all these other companies that have been infected. You know, you got Disney. I mean, the billions of dollars that Disney has lost, and they've lost also some investors, and understandably so. I mean, just in Florida, in a matter of a week or so, they lost like $40 billion. And that's just the beginning, because if they lose that special status, my goodness, I mean, this is really, I mean, if that doesn't, spin Walt in his grave all the more, I don't know what else is going to happen. But you've got to, even Walmart is being compromised, and, on and on. I mean, these iconic brand names and how they are being, so dishonoring and reckless with a brand, because as you know, Scott, I mean, first of all, for you to establish a brand in today's America, you're talking, 3-5 years, multiple millions of dollars to do this, and to recklessly throw it away like Bud did with some, junior marketing person who came in and said, oh, I got a better idea. And that's astonishing, because you think, wait a minute, here's Budweiser with its history. And, I'll tell you, I'm in pain, because the CEO happens to be former Marine. I'm former Marine. I'm going, whoa, Lord have mercy. What is going on here, buddy?
Yeah.
Have you gone General Milley on us or what?
Well, that's exactly right. Well, I'll tell you, if one of the things we're going to be looking for as we target other ill-behaving companies is whether they've learned these lessons. And the most important lesson that they're going to have to demonstrate right out of the gate, right away from these experiences, or our attention will be aimed at them, is have you recognized that you must hire people to run your companies and run your brands who like the people who use your stuff? You cannot run a company. I mean, that young lady that they hired who wanted to make her bones in the industry by showing that she disdained fratty and blue collar people. Well, fratty and blue collar people are the people who drank Bud Light.
Yes.
If you are per se in violation of your fiduciary duty if you hire people to run a company, to run a brand, who hate the people who use the brand.
Yeah, and not only that, they hate a profit.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's like, wait a minute, I thought you were in the business to, make a profit. That's the fiduciary responsibility, because that's when your stockholders love you. It's when they get dividends. Just, a sidebar thought, something to consider. Scott Shepard has been with us, the program coordinator for the National Center's Free Enterprise Project, the conservative movement's only full-service shareholder activism and education program. Scott, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Anytime, Bill. You take care. Bye-bye.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is heading to China for a long-delayed visit with the foreign minister and leader Xi Jinping. Blinken will be the most senior U.S. official to visit China since Joe Biden became president. As expected, all the lawyers in the case involving former President Trump's handling of classified documents must get security clearances before seeing some of those documents. Judge Aileen Cannon gave the two sides until Tuesday to tell her how they will comply. The small town of Perryton, Texas, is the scene of a rescue and recovery effort after a tornado blew through yesterday. At least three people are dead, dozens hurt. Another person was killed by a twister touching down in Escambia County, Florida. And the big-time heat wave will continue in Texas with feels-like temperatures approaching 115 degrees in cities like Dallas and Houston. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, by the way, I do want to call your attention to one thing in particular. And first of all, it has to do with my appreciation for you, our audience. You guys have been absolutely awesome in supporting, you know, the funding that we have done and the recent expansion. We are now doing a daily TV show that airs on Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. and live. And so having an hour gives us even more time than what you have on this show. This show is very unique that it gives us special opportunity to get outside of 8-second sound bites and just throw little bits of nuggets of information. You know, we bring the experts on that can drill down and give you the needed information that you're looking for. When you go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com, you'll notice there's a donate button. And this is a listener-supported program and effort that you've been helping us out with, by the way. And this is what has provided us this opportunity for this recent expansion. And we've got future expansion plans yet to happen. So your continued donations to to the show is helping us tremendously to that end. We are partnering with Hill of Hope. It is a nonprofit entity that allows your donation to become tax deductible, which is a good thing. And so whatever is on your heart, whatever God places on your heart to donate, you know, $5, $10, get a lot of, you know, $5, $10 donate. They go a long way. They all add up. And again, I thank you for your participation, your faithfulness to further the goals of the show, and that is to save our country, to make sure that from a biblical worldview that the truth is out there and that it's being reported justly and fairly. And I thank you for that. Jerron Smith joins us now. He is a former Trump advisor. He now heads the Public Safety Solutions for America Coalition, and he joins us to talk about the cultural conflicts that are happening, you know, right before our very eyes on the streets of America today. Jerron, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, as you say, it's not just in New York City. We've got spontaneous fights and brawls that are breaking out in the streets, sporting arenas, stadiums. I mean, we just saw, you know, we were making this comment that, you know, cities are going to be reluctant to want to win any kind of championships. I mean, in Denver, Colorado, of all places, here they win the NBA championship, and you got near riots in the streets. I mean, 12 people over 2 days have been shot. I mean, this is insane. What is going on?
Well, there's a number of different things that have happened post-pandemic in this country. One, after the murder of George Floyd, there was a huge push by the left to defund the police, which has weakened the ranks of police departments all around the country. Another thing that has happened is with the lockdowns, we've created big issues around mental health by shutting down service providers, not sending kids to school, and shutting down other programs that we have found to help children be productive. And then most importantly, we have a number of rogue DAs and prosecutors that aren't even holding criminals accountable. And so this storm that's brewed through these multitude of different issues have created a rise in violent crime all across the country. And our organization, Public Safety Solutions for America, has been advocating for solutions to solve for this increase in violent crime.
Yeah, common sense has left the building, it would seem, Jerron. I mean, you know, just as you said to your point, if you want order, you got to have law. It's hand in glove. I mean, there may be some situations, I'm open to that, for reform that we need to consider. But when you get in a situation where you want to just wholesale defund the police, and of course, the minority communities, when they heard that, they said, wait, what, are you out of your mind? Are you kidding me? Defund the police? I mean, they were yelling and screaming. But of course, the mainstream media was, you know, they were not very curious. They didn't want to report on what was going on. The shouts and screams of citizens in these impoverished areas, it just went unheeded. And these progressives wanted to move forward with it. And now it's, the cows have left they've left the barn. And so how are you going to, you know, reinforce a police department that has been so maligned? It's not like you can go to some warehouse operation like Costco or Sam's and, you know, go to aisle 13 and find a bunch of police that are willing, you know, well-trained and ready to come in and secure the peace in your neighborhoods, right?
That's exactly right, Bill. And I think that what we've been promoting through our coalition is four principles. One, let's fund the police. Let's recruit best-in-class police officers, pay them great salaries so that we can compete against other industries for the best talent, and also be able to invest in retaining them. Since these police officers are overwhelmed, mental health issues even in the police departments are staggering because of the trauma from the things that they see that happen in communities. And so we want to be able to fund the police and looking at all the different aspects of it. Secondly, we also want the police to be able to focus their time on solving violent crime and preventing violent crime. Unfortunately, in many cases, the police are so overburdened that they end up doing a lot of work around social work.
Right.
They're trained professionals to protect and defend. And so we want to create a situation where we can have them work with professionals who focus on mental health, focus on issues dealing with the homeless, and having the police be there if needed. But we want them to spend a lot more of their time actually solving and preventing violent crime. Thirdly, we want evidence-based policies to be initiated in localities. Strategies like focused deterrence that brings a carrot and stick approach towards law enforcement. You know, they work with community leaders and offer alternatives to crime. And if those individuals who we know are in those communities committing crimes don't want to take an alternative to crime. We bring the heaviest hands of the law down, and we've seen that work significantly in areas like Miami, where they have very low violent crime, kind of a 50-year low in violent crime, as well as places like Dallas. And then lastly, we want to continue to advocate for smart on crime policies that protect public safety. I mentioned the rogue DAs, but it's also some of the leftist, legislatures that are passing laws that create a magnet for crime. And that's not what we advocate for. There's ways to reform our system that increases public safety, similar to the passage of the First Step Act, which created a 70% chance that if you leave the prison, all the individuals who left the prison under the First Step Act are 70% less likely to commit a crime. And so that gives law enforcement more time to focus on the violent criminals, and it doesn't create a magnet for more crime.
Exactly. Well, Jaron, you bring up some excellent points here, and the fact of the matter is, and I appreciate you coming on because this helps to educate the constituency. People need to be aware that there's something that can be done. There is some common sense issues, and there's organizations like yours that are fighting the good fight on behalf of us, and we need to support you, and we need to get our heads out of the sand, so to speak, and look up and say, look, we've got to reclaim our neighborhoods. In some point, I mean, coming from minority communities like you and I have, back in the old days, it was the grandmas. For Hispanics, the grandmas would come in, they kick butt.
Right.
Or, no, it ain't gonna happen.
My grandma,
you know.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. You ain't gonna take over. The parks here that our kids go to, that my grandkids go to. You know, I was sharing with a friend the other day because part of our the culture in the Hispanic community is, speaking of grandmas, is that when you were saying something stupid and or doing something stupid, the grandmas would look at you first. Right, they kind of give you that look, like, and a young Hispanic knows how to react to that look. That means straighten up and straighten up quick. If not, then grandma would lean down, she would grab her chancla, her house slipper, and the next thing you know, that house slipper would be flying at your head, just to make sure that she got your attention. And it's so funny because I was telling my doctor about this, and he goes, "Oh yeah," and he's Cuban. He goes, "Yeah," he goes, "We called it la chanclita," is what they called it in the Cubans. And he said that he got T-shirts that I survived the chancla. He got it for himself and his kids. You know, I said, oh my God, I didn't know that existed. So I'm getting out and doing that. But anyway, all that to say is that yes, and that's why Moms for Liberty are stepping up. You know, the mama bears are coming out. Papa bears are starting to come out, too, because we need to have all hands on deck if we're going to restore decency in our communities. We've got more from Jaron. Stay with us.
For as little as 10 cents a day, now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to
file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And our conversation with Jerron Smith continues. Jerron, we were talking about, you working in the Trump administration. And, and I asked you, I said, how distressing is this for you? Because you got to know the president really well and understand who he is. And people who I enjoyed opportunity to have the conversation with them about the president. I see him from the outside view. We're not doing, lunch or dinners or, I'm not going down to Mar-a-Lago and meeting with him. It's by what I observe and what I've known about his family and that sort of thing that causes me to believe a certain way about this president. But firsthand, maybe you can tell us about your experience with one Donald Trump.
Sure. I mean, he gave me a real fascinating opportunity to do urban affairs and revitalization policy. And out of it, we were able to get permanent funding for historically black colleges and universities, implement a program called Opportunity Zones that's put over $50 billion of new revenue in underserved communities. He also allowed for me to negotiate the First Step Act into law that makes communities safer by reducing recidivism. We were able to do a joint task force between FEMA and HHS, which helped us get ahead of the pandemic and to create warp speed. And then more importantly, creating an economy where you saw the lowest unemployment numbers for minority communities ever recorded in history. And I wrote a book about it that, conservatives can lead on these issues as it relates to underserved. And we were able to show that through the leadership of Donald Trump. And so I'm going to continue to kind of promote these policies. That's why I wrote a playbook for conservatives and anybody that's in the election on how we can continue to do this work in a free market way, but also get the support of Democrats.
Exactly. Well, because the thing is, I think at the end of the day, Jaron, even as bad as some of this stuff can be, as ideologically fixed that some of these people can be, I still think that inherently God has designed them with a desire to be productive and effective. And, you know, you can only live with this partisanship so long. It has gotten way overhand, way, you know, beyond the line. And I think that people are getting frustrated. And this is why you find Democrats leaving the party, saying, wait a minute, this doesn't represent me. This is not my heart. You know, I really want to do good, you know, on behalf of the American people, right?
That's exactly right. And I think that more and more the American people are continuing to lose out when people are giving lip service to be about empowering communities, and then they're drafting policies that do quite the opposite and sending people to Washington that are not doing the tough job of common sense empowerment. You know, people don't want just more centralization of the government. They want more freedom and economic prosperity at home. And then it's up to us to modernize the way we do government and actually answer these tough problems with solutions that are very common sense.
Exactly. Well, if I'm hearing you correctly, Jaron, what you're suggesting here is that we don't have a money problem. We've got a priority problem. You know, and because the thing is, the economy of the Beltway operates on votes. So, unfortunately, one party over another, I don't mean to be, you know, just maligning the Democrats, but this is kind of the economy. And you could suggest, and I'll go along with that, that it happens on both sides. And that is that they use the treasury. They use the largest of the taxpayers' treasury to buy votes. At the end of the day, that's the most important thing for them, is to get reelected. It's not about serving the community and the needs that they have. This is what I appreciated about Donald Trump, was that, you know, like one of the things that I heard repeatedly within, you know, the administration, for example, there was a dearth of jobs. We needed jobs. And what he would ask, you know, his leadership all the time, he would constantly keep it in front of them. How are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? When you're asking those kind of questions, which comes from somebody who has experience as a chief executive officer, he knows how to lead. He asks those important questions that keeps their eye on the ball, keeps their focus, and look what happened in short order. All of a sudden,
exactly right.
Jobs started erupting, right? Is that what you experienced as well?
That's exactly what I experienced, and people felt it on the ground, which is why you saw him gain historic numbers of votes in the Hispanic and Black community, despite the media painting him as a polarizing figure. That's why I think policy and real results is what matters, not lip service. You know,
right.
The Democrats or the Biden administration, what have you, believe they did all of this work for these communities, but people don't feel it. When they go to the gas station, when they look for opportunities for jobs, they see high prices and they see no opportunity. You know, when they saw quite the opposite under the Trump administration. And so I think people are fed up with the lip service and they want to see real results. And I think we're providing that with some of our policy solutions around underserved communities. And so people should check it out. We're going to continue this campaign of not letting people have to wait for opportunity. They need opportunity now, and they need a country that's going to lead them in the right direction.
Well, I hope you'll stay in touch with us, Jaron, because we need to, you know, keep letting the people know what's going on, how this is progressing on their behalf, and where they can go to exercise their freedoms and be all that they can be. You know, I had a conversation here recently with Bob Woodson from the Woodson Center, you know, and we were talking particularly about the war on poverty in the 60s, way before you were born. But, you know, we opened up this idea. President Johnson introduced a war on poverty, and since then, all these years, we've spent probably $25, maybe $30 trillion, a lot of money on the war on poverty, right? Well, what have we done with that money? What's happened? Well, they bought votes. They bought the favor of the black vote. But I think, just as you're saying, minorities are waking up and going, wait a minute, all that money, I'm not feeling any difference here. I mean, you know, yeah, I get some government cheese once in a while or whatever. But you see, the thing that to me is such a crime about this whole deal and what you're referring to, Jaron, is that you've got all this humanity. You've got these generation of healthy individuals that could have gone on and, okay, well, they're not NBA basketball players, okay, you know, you're talking top, you know, half of 1% that have that opportunity to do that. But, I mean, still, what you've done is you have mediocritized a couple of generations of people that had all this talent that was unmet, it was unfulfilled, and to me, that's a crime, what you did to these people. That, you know, because of their, you know, they were squashed because of the system. Their ability to go out and realize all that they could be, to exercise their giftings and talents, to be true contributors for themselves and for their family and for their local communities, all that was squashed for what? For the interest of getting the black vote. That's all they were interested in. And guess what? They succeeded. They got the black vote. But what did the poor people, what did the minorities get at the end of the game?
And I think black people are waking up. You know, recent polls is showing that their vote is up for grabs, especially black men. And the reason for that is because they have an alternative now. The work that President Trump did showed that. Because we weren't even just talking about jobs. We were talking about living wage jobs that people can make a real living off of. Mm-hmm. We saw that the greatest increase in wages came under President Trump, and many of the benefits of his economic policy helped the lower and middle class. And so that's the movement that we galvanize. And, you know, I worked and then kind of learned a lot of this stuff from Bob Whitson. You know, he's one of my friends and mentors. Right. And the solutions are in the private sector. You know, there are solutions in communities. And I've been working with social entrepreneurs that have been in Bob Whitson's network, because what we're showing is that, like, civil society has more solutions than the government, and what we want.
Without a doubt, that's why government was designed to be small. I mean, you've got the cumulative intelligence right now, what, of 340 million people versus, you know, a couple of dozen, you know, supposedly ruling elites like they know better, and when you look at their plan. You know, as my mentor used to say to me, he said, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. You look at the bottom line of these elites that Nancy Pelosi referred to. Oh, you're so fortunate to have these terrific, talented, you know, congressmen working on your behalf. Oh, really? I mean, we're $32 trillion in debt. And we've got a society that's suffering PTSD, you know, from this recent pandemic and all that you put them through. And, you know, and that's what we're paying for. We got about a minute and a half left. I'm going to let you wrap it up and summarize everything, Jaron. I'm so grateful that you've come on to tell the story of Public Safety Solutions for America Coalition. This is so critical to, you know, restoring America to its greatness and to really tapping into this unrealized potential of human industry that's right there, right in front of us, right?
That's exactly right. And if you want to learn more about the PSSA, go to inviolentcrime.com. If you want to learn more about policy to revitalize underserved communities, go to underservedbook.com. And Bill, I really appreciate you inviting me on the show. And I would love to come back and tell you more about all the work that we're doing.
Well, absolutely. As I say, the door is always open for you, and we're going to make an appointment here. You're going to be back and give us an update as much as you can do, at least once a month, Jaron, if you have the time to do that. I respect your time.
I'll make time for it.
Okay,
I'll make
you got
time
it.
For it.
Okay. All right. Again, remind everybody as we say goodbye the website that they can go to for more information.
They can go to endviolentcrime.com for the PSSA work and underservedbook.com to learn more about strategies to revitalize underserved communities.
Thank you, John.
T Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is...